Carlos Rogers joins us on Sports Byline. The fine defensive back for the San Francisco 49ers in his ninth NFL season started out with the Washington Redskins. And, of course, as you know, the 49ers coming off a season that they went to the Super Bowl and came up a little bit short against the Baltimore Ravens. Carlos, I've been around for a long time in sports, and I know you have been as well. And I've always found that athletes kind of have to close the chapter on one part of their season to move on to the next. And the game was so strange in the end of the season. I mean, you fell behind quickly. You had the electricity go out. Then you came rallying back and you came up short. Have you been able to put an end on last season and that game?
Oh, yeah, I have. I mean, I'm not a person that's tomorrow of a game. You know, you win some, you lose some. I think if I went into the game and did not leave it all out there, then I probably would have looked back and been like, man, this and that. I should have did this, or the team should have did that. But just as a player, just leaving it all out there, and I'm enjoying the whole experience. You know, we had a good season last year as a team. We obviously made it to the Super Bowl. Obviously, we didn't win. But, you know, enjoying the experience and just trying to do what we can to get better each and every year and try and get back there.
I guess the reason why I asked that question is that usually you can look at a game and say, well, they, you know, outran us or they outpassed us or we didn't tackle correctly. But this one I could not put my fingers on why you guys did not win the game. And so that's why I asked the question, because I know athletes like to have a definitive answer as to, well, we could have done this better or that better.
I mean, when you look back at the film, it's always something you can do better. Player as a offense, as a defense. And I think that goes with any game. So, you know, if I look back at the film and view a lot of things, yeah, we could have done a lot of things better. We could have gave up a lot of the scramble passes, long distance pass that Flacco threw on defense. We could have got out the field on third down. As a special teams people, we couldn't let that kickoff return happen. That was a big for us. Thinking that we had a little momentum. And the offense, you know, they got to start fast. Come out, start fast, put up some points, and, you know, move the ball, not go three and out. So there's a lot of things you could say. But then the second half, all that was turned around, and then we just didn't close it. So, you know, but that's no excuses. You know, we were there. They made, you know, it came down. I won't say it came down to the five-yard line, but we had an opportunity to score, you know, as an offense. From the five-yard line, and we did. But did that determine the game? No. We had ample time to score, and as a defense, we had so many times to stop, and we didn't do it. So it's no excuses. I mean, we had fun. We know we did wrong, and we know we can get better at it and just, you know, take this year and try and get better. We got a whole different team. New division that we're playing, and we'll be ready for it.
Carlos, I mentioned ninth season in the National Football League, and, you know, as I watched you last season, I just felt that you had a real comfort about being out there. Am I correct in that observation, and what is it at this point in your career makes you as comfortable?
I can hear you. I can.
What I said was I get the sense that after nine seasons that you're comfortable now playing, and am I correct in that observation?
Yeah, I mean, I think after, I would say probably on my third season, you know, you kind of get more comfortable, and it probably depends on each and every individual and your experience. You know, I started my seventh game of my rookie season. And, you know, after getting the experience starting, playing against a lot of different receivers and quarterbacks, and having two older guys that was in their eighth and I think their ninth year when I came in as a rookie, and teaching me how to, you know, first understand this league and knowing that it's a business, teaching me how to study film, teaching me how to read routes and, you know, understand route combination and things like that. So I think I got more and probably real comfortable my third year. And, you know, it all changes when you got a different defense. You got to learn a different scheme, offense-wise or defensive-wise. But just being comfortable playing and not shying away from a big opponent or a big-time receiver, I think my third year, you know, I was real comfortable.
One of the things that I also saw that with the addition of Nnamdi Asamoah, I really think it takes some pressure off of people thinking they have to do something special, that collectively you guys know you have to do something special as defensive backs, but he brings you some depth. He brings you experience, and along with your experience as well, this is a darn good season for San Francisco 49ers secondary.
Yeah, I mean, I think since I've been here, we had a pretty good secondary. We probably ran, I think, in the tops pretty much area since I've been here. But, you know, like you said, he's another addition that's added. You know, we lost one guy as a safety, Deshaun, so, you know, we're going to have to find somebody to replace him, a Pro Bowl guy. So, you know, he brings his depth, like I said, his experience. So it's going to take a whole group of us back there, you know, bring him in and trying to find somebody to replace Deshaun. And no time will tell.
You were a consensus All-American at Auburn down there. And I think when you think about what you've done so far in the professional, you know, in National Football League, what is it that you appreciate about what your career has become?
You say how much I appreciate my career?
No, I said, what is it about your career that you appreciate that you've accomplished?
First of all, just still being here. It's going up on my ninth year, and I'm still here. A lot of guys don't make it to this point. I think just, like I said, I had some great coaches and that I learned a lot from. I had some great older players that I learned a lot from. And I think everything is a credit to those guys who put me here. And, you know, just allow me to see, you know, lead me into the right direction. And allow me to, you know, see the path of ahead. And meaning that, you know, a lot of guys come in thinking they know everything, thinking they got it down because they were so good in college. When you get here, it's totally different. And if you don't got them coaches that teach you how to study, want the best for you and also the team, them players that knowing you a rookie coming in and if you're a high draft pick, most likely you're probably going to take their spot out, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're good and it's time for them to move on. Those guys really just showed me the way, basically. Showed me how to do everything. And I credit those guys, Sean Spring, Walt Harris, you know, Greg Williams, Jerry Gray, them guys are my coaches. That just showed me a lot and taught me a lot. And, you know, I just credit those guys for any successful thing I have accomplished.
When you take a look at the great defensive backs in professional football, what is it that they do consistently, game in and game out, Carlos?
What do they do consistently?
Yes.
I think the most consistent thing out of defensive back that you would get is probably just compete each and every down. You know, not taking plays off, knowing what's coming pre-snap. You're seeing some guys, you're like, man, how those guys just jump that route so quick? Sometimes jump a route before the receiver even get out their break. Those guys study film a lot and knowing what's coming, you know, before the ball even hiked. And I think that's credit to those guys studying, knowing, anticipating what's coming. You know, of course, you got a good defense, a good coaching staff that puts you in the right position to make plays. And when it's time to come, and that ball's in the air, they make those plays. I think that's what separates a lot of guys. Not out there just playing because they quick, they fast, they jam a receiver. Nah, it's those guys that knowing you got this certain split, this route you're going to run, I'm going to jump your route.
We got about 90 seconds left, but I have to ask you a couple offensive questions. With Crabtree going down with the injury and Anquan Boldin now stepping in as part of the 49ers, have you noticed anything in the offseason training camps about the way the team will play offensively, about adjustments that they may make with different personnel missing?
I don't know. It's going to be hard to tell. You know, of course, Anquan's I'm thinking that he's going to be on the other side of Crabtree, and now Crabtree's down. You're going to have to find somebody to replace him. Got a lot of guys stepping up, trying to compete for that position. Still got a lot of weapons out there. They're using all the guys right now because everybody, you know, you still got young guys that still learning. Guys, they want to see what they can do, so they're switching a lot of guys in. Of course, you got, like I said, Anquan. You got some of the guys that's off injury. You got Manningham, you know, working out, but he's not participating right now. That You know, he's a good receiver out there. You still got Vernon. You still got a quarterback that came off a good season. You still got a running back that's, you know, one of the best in the league. So we got a lot of weapons out there. I think Crabtree will be missed, and I'm not going to say this to undermine him, but he will be missed. But we got a lot of weapons and a lot of other threats that people got to worry about. And, you know, when we add somebody in, you know, to take Crabtree spot, you know, they won't be – They'll have an opportunity to step up and make a lot of plays for this offense.
Carlos, I want to thank you. I've always enjoyed watching you play when you were in Washington and now with the 49ers. Good luck, and we'll talk to you before the season. Take care.
All right, thanks for having me.
Carlos Rogers with us, defensive back for the San Francisco 49ers. They come up one game short. They make it to the Super Bowl, and they lose that by 3 points to the Baltimore Ravens after being down big in the first half, and of course there was the blackout there. They come back and they were inside the 10-yard line, and they had a chance to win it but did not. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.